First, earlier this week, Her Majesty the Queen and His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh officially opened the Diamond Synchrotron, and that's in Oxfordshire. Now, this very expensive device creates high-energy electromagnetic radiation. That's known as synchrotronic light, and it's filtered to give you an extremely intense X-ray beam, which is hundreds of times more powerful than the one that you'd get in hospital, thank God. Now, we sent Mira down to the site this week to find out how it works, and also the benefits of using such high-energy light.
Hello, this week I'm at Diamond Light Source out in Didcot, Oxfordshire, to find out about the giant particle accelerator located here, known as a synchrotron. Now, the building itself is a huge silver donut-shaped building, and to give you an idea of just how big it is, it apparently covers the area of 5 football pitches. But what I'm here to find out, really, is what is a synchrotron, what does it actually do, and how does it work? I'm also going to be finding out just how this technology is being used to benefit everyday life and even to uncover the unknown messages contained in ancient parchments such as the Dead Sea Scrolls. To answer the first few of my questions is Richard Walker, who's the technical director here at Diamond Light Source, and we're actually inside the synchrotron now. So what exactly is a synchrotron?
Well, a synchrotron, as you rightly said, is a particle accelerator. In the case of diamond, we accelerate electrons. We accelerate these in a large circular machine about 0.5 kilometre in circumference, where they reach a very high energy. The energy is 3,000 million volts. And at that energy, they give off very large quantities of electromagnetic radiation when they're bent to maintain their circular orbit. And it is this electromagnetic energy, this electromagnetic waves, which is called synchrotron light, that we use in the experiments.
So we're actually inside the synchrotron itself now. So where are we standing?
Well, we're actually stood in the linear accelerator, which is the first part of the acceleration system. Right at the beginning, where the electrons, if you like, come to life, they are liberated from the atoms in an electron gun. This electron gun fires the electrons into the linear accelerator, where they're accelerated up to 100 million volts. And then from there, they're transferred into another synchrotron, the booster synchrotron, where they're accelerated up to the final energy of 3,000 million volts before they're injected into the storage ring.
So they're bent round, and this is done so using magnets?
We use a large array of electromagnets, both to bend the electrons to form the circular orbit, but also to focus them and keep them very tightly compressed, because it's the small size of the electron beam which gives rise to very bright synchrotron light that we want to generate and use in our experiments.
So now I know how the synchrotron actually runs, but what benefit does this high beam of light actually provide? I'm with Sanjeet Desi, who's a principal beamline scientist here at Diamond. What exactly is a beamline?
A beamline is a series of X-ray optics that helps channel the light that's produced in the machine all the way down to the sample, where we have an electron microscope that we use to study anything from magnetism to chemical reactions on a surface.
So we're outside your nanoscience beamline now. So what is this that we have in front of us? How is this light being channeled?
If you take light into a camera, you use a series of lenses to focus the light onto your film. If you try to do that with X-rays, the X-rays just go straight through the lens. So instead of using lenses, you have to use mirrors. So the beamline is actually a series of 6 mirrors that take the light and channel the light and focus the light down to our sample, where the light is only a tenth of the width of your hair, but it has about 1,000 billion times the intensity of a hospital X-ray source.
How many beamlines are there actually here at Diamond?
Well, in phase one of Diamond, there were 7 beamlines that were constructed. You can do anything on a beamline, from looking at the structure of a protein to understand how a virus attacks your body, to looking at structures under extremely high pressure and extremely high temperatures. And that's, for instance, important for understanding how iron behaves at the Earth's core. So there's a whole host of ways that X-rays interact with matter to work out exactly what's happening in materials at the fundamental level of the atomic scale.
So extremely variable fields of science are being explored using this synchrotron light. But it's not only science that's benefiting. Scientists are also trying to understand more about history. Professor Tim West and his team at Cardiff University have been using synchrotron light to research the structure and text of ancient parchments, such as the Dead Sea Scrolls, potentially enabling them to read the scrolls without even having to unravel them. I've got Tim here with me now. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Mira.
What made you start working with ancient parchments?
Well, what a lot of people don't know is that parchment's actually made out of skin, dried skin, and therefore that's made out of collagen. And I've been working using synchrotron radiation to understand the structure of collagen for about the last 20 years. What we've been trying to do is to see how intact the collagen is in a piece of parchment, because what happens to collagen is as it gets older and the control mechanisms of repair are lost when we're looking at something which is no longer in an animal, we begin to see that the collagen deteriorates into gelatin. Collagen is really like a little rope-like molecule, which really gives us strength in all of our tissues, our tendon, our bones, and our skin. And when it deteriorates into gelatin, usually in our body it's taken away and recycled, but in a document, like a historical parchment document, the gelatin just sits there. It's lost its strength. It likes to take up water in the way that gelatin actually is a jelly. And therefore, the parchment becomes very, very fragile, brittle, and very, very difficult to unfold and read and handle.
So how are you using synchrotron light to overcome this problem?
Well, first of all, we can begin to detect, without hopefully damaging a piece of parchment, how intact it is. Using the synchrotron, we have a very fine beam of X-rays we put through the parchment sample. The way that the X-rays interact with the matter tell us about the state of the matter that's present. We get a very distinct signal of the way the X-rays are scattered for collagen and a different one for gelatin. And we can begin to tell the difference between those two and then advise on what we call the collagen to gelatin ratio is in any of these samples. We have looked at the Dead Sea Scrolls here using the scattering to try to understand about the damage that's occurred to the Dead Sea Scrolls, because what we're finding is that the caves that the different samples were coming from seems to have affected how stable they are and how they've managed to stay intact. When we find that a sample is possibly so damaged that we really think that it shouldn't be displayed or unfurled, there's a second approach with the synchrotron that we can begin to use, which really relates to a process called tomography. If we pass an X-ray beam through an object, then the picture that we get depends on presence of things like writing on the surface of the parchment. So from that, we can take lots and lots of pictures at different angles of a piece of parchment, whether it's a rolled up piece of parchment as a scroll, and we can then reconstruct on a computer from all the different absorption patterns that we have what the original object was. And that's where we've begun to realise that using the ink on parchment and the surface of a parchment, we can read objects which we really would not be able to unroll.
So there you have it, irony at its best. This giant silver donut is enabling scientists to probe matter down to tiny atomic scales, and this extremely new technology is going to provide the answers to questions and beliefs that go back thousands of years.
Donuts. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who do want to know the actual contents of the Dead Sea Scrolls, but I guess the next issue will be getting hold of them all. That was Mira Senthilingam reporting from the Diamond Light Source. That's the new synchrotron in South Oxfordshire, which was officially opened on Friday.